Francisco Ferro is looking for wild plants that can be used for cooking. The 28-year-old agronomist plans to use his research to attract possible investors. Some of the wild plants might be of use for gourmet meals, he says. Mashed nettle or thistles with beans and meat are just some of the dishes gourmet chefs could be offering their guests in the future.
Here you have fennel. Here's a dog's rose, which is very rich in vitamin C. You can eat its fruits. You can still see some there.
Francisco's research takes him to a place only accessible by foot, a small footpath between shrubs at the bottom of a small hill.
What I want to do now is to geotag these wild plants and then see if it's possible to grow them in a different environment. We have to be able to grow these plants somewhere else so that we don't damage the ecosystem if we use them.
We are just a few minutes' drive from Querença, a small village in the south of Portugal, hidden at the bottom of the Algarve Mountains, some 10 kilometers away from the next big town. Francisco has been living here for the past year. He came to work on an experimental project promoted by a local foundation and the University of the Algarve with the help of the Portuguese authorities. The Projeto Querença was the first of its kind in the country. As part of the project, 9 young graduates worked for 9 months in Querença. The village was becoming isolated and, like many others in Portugal, was at risk of becoming a ghost town. The young people were there to bring fresh ideas and to bring about positive change. Francisco could put what he studied at the university into practice. He also used the time working on the project to learn as much as possible about the traditional crafts and old agricultural practices of the local people.
Here I've learned how to make homemade ice creams, learned how to make baskets, and I've also been involved in agriculture.
Francisco fell in love with the village and its people. Now he plans to stay in Querença and start his own project on wild plants, even if that means not having many people his own age around him. Rosa, the manager of a cafe right at the center of Querença, is counting on her fingers. I asked her how many people live in the village of Querença. She doesn't have to count for long. From a chair at one of the tables, Rosa tells me that just 17 people live in the village.
There are also people living around the village, of course. They're all scattered. I'm one of the youngest living here, and I'm 64.
Rosa wasn't aware that Francisco plans to stay in Querença.
Francisco is going to stay? 2 or 3 more should stay here too. We have space for all of them. Not everybody wants to work in agriculture anymore, especially the young. But I'll tell you something. Francisco and his colleagues encouraged others to grow their own vegetables. This year, my 2 sons started to grow potatoes, beans, tomatoes, cucumbers. They followed their example.
Francisco doesn't like to think of himself as a role model, though. He says he's better off here than at home.
It's better being here, even in a rural village with very few people, than being at my parents' house, eating and chatting with friends.
He says that he can always contact his friends online, and there are some cafes and bars in the town just nearby where he can go and have a drink.
There are more opportunities for me in Querença, both personally and professionally, than if I stayed at home with my parents.
Francisco knows his findings on wild plants in Querença won't bring huge crowds to the village, but they might help instigate economic change. One of the ways Francisco plans to finance his project is through small online investments that he can pay back by offering tours of the region. He's just afraid the old villagers might think his ideas are a bit too eccentric.
I don't even mention my projects that much because I know they wouldn't give me their approval.
When Tony, a retired worker, talks about the young agronomist, he reminds himself of a slogan from the car manufacturer Toyota that was famous 4 decades ago in Portugal.
Francisco is like Toyota. He came to stay and he's going to stay. He's part of a group of young people that want to do something. and there should be more youngsters like him.
Guilherme Correia da Silva, DW, Portugal.